And they just keep going on up until they got it top, and they'd seal it tight where the sparks couldn't get out. Mm-hmm. Once more sparks get out, no one kept the house for a little bit, and they'd have to, that would always be something other than
that. Mm-hmm. What would you call a big log that you might put in there? Back log? Yeah, that would be like a big one. What about the like a smaller pieces of wood that you'd use to start the fire?
Kindling? You could have chips or chitlin, either one. Now a lot of times the women folks and the kids too, they'd pick up the chips out around the wood pile, mm-hmm. and they'd use that for kindling, mm-hmm. in starting the fire every morning. But they'd always be cold in that fireplace.
Oh, they'd always make sure that there was...
Well, see, they'd cover up. They'd cover up enough of it with ashes. Mm-hmm. Of a night when you went to bed, they'd be far there all night long. And next morning, well, you'd rake the ashes back, and then you'd get your bunch of coal, and you put these little chips and things on there, a little wood, and then finally you wind up in your big wood. And what the best part about it was that you put a great big stick on there, and you have Christmas along your stick last.
Oh, you could.
Yeah, that's what the old slaves, they said, the landlord, the boss man, tell them, said, now, y'all gonna have Christmas as long as your backstick lasts, so get you a good backstick. Mm-hmm. Well, they'd get them a big gum, knowing they'd rolled in the creek, and they'd soak it full of water. And then when the time of Christmas come, they'd go get it out, knowing that thing wouldn't burn for how many gravy. And they'd just sit there knowing they'd burn all that little kindling up in front of it, and that old big stick, it just lay back there knowing just soak. They'd say it'd last sometime for a month. Huh?
Tell them how you bank the fire at night.
How what?
How you bank the fire at night.
Oh, yeah. You mean to cover it up?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's what I was talking. I was just telling about, to cover it up with ashes. And it would smother. It would smother, and next morning be a whole great big bunch of coal there, just as fine a coal. And then daddy would do what he ought to do, so a lot of time mother done it. She'd take a shovel and get those coals and carry it down and build a fire in a cook stove, but most of the time daddy done it, and he was supposed to done it all the time, but anyway, a lot of time he didn't do it. And he'd get enough coal there to start a fire in the cook stove, and then they'd mend up the fire in the fireplace. Everything would be hunky-dory then. And you know what? I think those people had was happy. Mm-hmm. And they are now. You get up this morning, get up now, you don't have anything to do and just lays around.
But boy, they had lots to do then, didn't they? Well, now, how high were the ceilings in that house?
Well, I tell you, most the old-timey ceilings was 10 and 12 foot tall, but most of the people in these here, they used to think the taller the ceilings by the health of the house was. Mm-hmm. But now they got where about 7.5 to 8 foot as tall as any ceiling is anymore. But most ceilings was 10, 12 foot tall. And then these log houses, most all of them, they'd run them things up there 10, 12 foot tall. Mm-hmm. And it was made out of log sides, and they'd cover the top of it with boards. Just regular old log houses. And
well, now, inside the house, what different types of things would you have? What would it be furnished with?
Well, they just have mostly more or less in their old log cabin. It would just be their old homemade tables and beds. They'd make their beds, make the just regular old homemade beds. Mm-hmm. And all I ever saw, of course, was more or less iron bedsteads. Now, I never did see too many homemade bedsteads, but I know they did make them. And the homemade beds, and because I saw them, pictures of them and things like that, but mostly when all I ever saw is really iron bedsteads, and that because we used to, instead of having the mattresses and things like we have now, we'd go to the straw stack and get us a ticking full of straw and leave a big split in the middle of it, we'd pack that thing full of straw and then we'd sew it up, and then we'd get up there and bounce around until we got it flattened out where we could sleep on it. My wife slept on a straw bed.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, we had. And we finally, the government put out